Country Bob FM.
Back to it. Monday morning, the Bob Almanac. How are you doing? Do a little of the bell ring here. Today's Monday, November 6th. It's the 310th day of the year. 55 days remaining until the end of the year. No fact checker. Nobody in studio. Going solo today. And to be honest, let's go. Let's do it. I can get it done. I don't think there are any issues there. Maybe I actually prefer it this way. Who knows? Getting to be that point. 1860, Abe Lincoln elected president of the United States. 1860, then exactly a year later, 1861, Jefferson Davis elected as president of the Confederacy in the U.S. We know who prevailed out of those two, although Abe, of course, gave his life for his beliefs in 1865. 1894, William C. Hooker. William C. Hooker received a patent for the mousetrap, and people have been trying to make a better one ever since, right? The mousetrap patented on this date, I don't think anybody really has. The original is still the best. 1894 for William C. Hooker. Ever play the game Mousetrap? We had that as a kid. I don't think we ever actually played the game. I think we just made it and then would try and roll the little silver marble through and see if we get the little cage to go down on the mouse or whatever it would fall on. 1894. Do they still make Mousetrap? That's another good question that I would ask a fact checker if I had one here today. 1905, Albert Einstein issued his theory of relativity. His theory of relativity basically tells you who you have to buy presents for in your family for Christmas. And if you get married, then you're related to those people. The theory of relativity. That's what Albert Einstein came out with 1905. I thought he was much smarter than that. I thought he had better theories than just who to give gifts to. But that was 1905. I'm more of a Gillette guy. Jacob Schick granted a patent for the electric shaver. I was an electric shaver guy for, it was early on in my shaving career, probably in my late teens and early 20s. And then after a while, I go, you know, this thing just doesn't shave very close. I don't care what Victor Kiam says or the Patriots or Doug Flutie. I'm going back to a regular old razor. And they make them so good now. I mean, I have not cut myself shaving. With these new razors, they've got 5 blades, and they've got the little lube strip on it, and it's just unbelievable. There's no threat of nicking your carotid anymore, unless you're doing one of those straight blades like the old-time barber did where he'd whip up the shaving cream. But the electric shaver, patented 1923, Jacob Schick. 1928, Herbert Hoover, he was elected president, and his presidential election results became the first message transmitted over the electric sign around the top of the New York Times building in New York. I'm sure the next message after it was about the naked egg taco at Taco Bell. 1928. 1935, Edwin H. Armstrong came out and said, you know what? We've been doing this whole amplitude modulation thing here for many years. I want to try something called frequency modulation. Let's modulate the frequency and see what happens. Good things happen. As he announced his development of what we call FM, 106.1 FM, 1935, or 105.5 FM, or 107.5 FM. 1961 in the Sahara Desert.
And every 24 hours, 100 million cubic feet of gas have roared away in a desert fury.
It was called the Devil's Cigarette Lighter in the Sahara Desert of Algeria. A natural gas well exploded, ignited. When a pipe ruptured, the flames rose between 450 and 800 feet. This thing burned for months. From this date in November until April 28th, 1962, they brought in Red Adair, an American who knows how to put out oil fires and rig fires and things like that using explosives to deprive the fire of oxygen. Back in 1961, Devil's Cigarette Lighter. I went and saw Thor Ragnarok over the weekend, saw it yesterday, and they have a reference to not Devil's Cigarette Lighter, but Devil's something else in the movie. If you go see that, if you hadn't seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Pretty good, number one at the box office here this weekend. It's probably out of all Marvel films other than Deadpool. It's probably the one that has the most laughs, probably the funniest one. But that was 1961. 1995.
Money talks, poor teams walk, and if the money available from a new stadium to be built in Baltimore outweighs a half century of tradition in Cleveland, off they go. So today, owner Art Modell announced he is moving his Cleveland Browns to Baltimore for next year.
They'll play 2 years. It was a sad day in Cleveland on this day, 1995. Art Modell announcing they're moving to Baltimore. The Colts moved to Indianapolis a little more than 10 years before that, and now the Browns move out. The Browns of Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Brian Stipe, Ozzie Newsome, gone. Replaced by the Browns of Johnny Manziel and the 34 quarterbacks they've had since the Browns were then given back a franchise a few years later. The current Browns, they are what they call a dumpster fire right now. You heard last week they tried to pull off a trade at the trade deadline and couldn't get the fax to work or something. They didn't get the paperwork in time. They were trying to pick up the quarterback from Cincinnati. But 1995, basically, the Baltimore Ravens were born and the original Browns gone. And it was this day, 2001. Kiefer Sutherland, remember this show, got rolling. It was an interesting concept where 1 hour of the show actually was 1 hour of the actual real time in the day for Jack Bauer. It's called 24. Kiefer Sutherland on Fox, 2001, this day. Birthdays now.
Well, I wash my hands in muddy water. Wash my hands, but they didn't come clean.
Stonewall Jackson is still with us. How great is that?
Like my daddy told me.
Stonewall Jackson, 84. He's got a great version of Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. And I think he's the only country artist that also shares a title with an ABBA or ABBA song, Waterloo. Waterloo. Stonewall Jackson, 84. Happy birthday today.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
Academy Award and Emmy-winning actress Sally Field is 71 today. There she is in Forrest Gump. Won her Oscars for Places in the Heart and Norma Rae. She was Sybil. She won an Emmy for that in Sybil, the people, the people, the people. She was in Lincoln, Amazing Spider-Man. And, of course, on TV, The Flying Nun, Gidget, Brothers and Sisters. How about Mrs. Doubtfire? She was in that. Sally Field, 71 today. One of the great actresses here of the modern era, I would say. Huh?
This is NBC News Digest. Here is Maria Shriver, NBC News.
Kind of forget Maria Shriver was strongly a serious newswoman.
Use troops as law enforcement.
On NBC News, she was a show host. She hosted various news magazine shows and, of course, did some anchoring and then got married to Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then after that, she was known as the wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Of course, she's also part of the Kennedy clan, the daughter of Sergeant Shriver and Eunice Kennedy. She's celebrating today, and her and Arnold are actually divorced. I think she filed divorce papers like 7 years ago, and I think it finally became final. They finally went through with it here this year, so 6 or 7 years. But happy birthday, Maria Shriver, 62 today. The whole Arnold thing with his housekeeper, I think, pretty much put them on the outs, and she finally pulled the trigger on the thing. Maria Shriver, 62. You remember Footloose?
Don't you talk like that in here!
Why not? Isn't this where I'm supposed to confess my sins to my preacher? In church!
That's Lori Singer. She was Ariel. She was Kevin Bacon's girlfriend in Footloose. She is 60 today. Lance Kerwin.
I think they're dead, Father.
Run!
I'm going to kill you.
Lance Kerwin. Probably don't remember that name, but he was in the TV movie from 1979. One of my favorites, Salem's Lot. The TV movie Salem's Lot, David Soul of Starsky and Hutch. It was him and Lance Kerwin. Those were the two guys that were, you know, killing vampires and then running away from vampires. And then they find them again later on in the movie. Actually, the beginning of the movie, they show it somewhere in Mexico or Central America. Lance Kerwin, also on the TV show James at 15. You may recall that. He is 57. Dom DeLuise's son, who was on 21 Jump Street, the TV, the newer TV show, Peter DeLuise, is 51. Actor Ethan Hawke.
That's hard to do. This many men miss that many targets twice.
I'm looking at a line of dead men.
You gotta hate what you're firing at. Hate.
He's having a hard time training people how to shoot in the Magnificent Seven, the new version. There he is. I'm looking at a lot of dead men. Ethan Hawke is 47 today. I'm having a hard time these days telling Ethan Hawke apart from Josh Brolin. Put them side by side in some of their roles. It's if they both have facial hair and kind of a rough look, like in a Western or something, it's tough. Ethan Hawke is 47. Rebecca Romijn.
About time.
I've been busy. Did you find what you were looking for?
The source of the cure is a mutant, a child at Worthington Labs. Without him, they have nothing.
There she is as Mystique in some of the original X-Men movies. Rebecca Romijn. Named after a head of lettuce. At least she's not Rebecca Iceberg. She was Rebecca Romijn Stamos there for a while. They divorced here recently, John Stamos and Rebecca Romijn. 45 today. One of the Impractical Jokers, one of my favorite shows. I'm not doing anything in the afternoon. I'm flipping around. I land on Impractical Jokers. Always hilarious. Those four buddies from Brooklyn. Sal Vulcano is one of the Impractical Jokers on True TV. He's 41 today. Lamar Odom. He had been hanging out with the Kardashians. That probably wasn't a good move, Lamar. Probably shortened your life by at least a decade. And then he had that issue at one of those ranches outside of Las Vegas. Lamar Odom is 38. And one of the great young actresses. We talked about Sally Field and her era at 71 being outstanding. Oh, Emma Stone's pretty good, and she's 29.
So, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, ain't nothing. Why?
I don't know. My parents are out of town, so I was thinking about having like a party. You know, I don't really know how many people are going to be there, but you could stop by if you wanted to.
There she is from Superbad, one of her early roles. She was in Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, La La Land, Gangster Squad, The Help. She was good in that. And she will eventually be an Academy Award winner. I'm pretty certain of it. She is 29. Happy birthday today. Here are the Gones But Not Forgottens. No Neil today, so I get to do these. Charles Dow founded the Dow Jones Industrial, Dow Jones and Company, with his buddy Eddie Jones. And they also published the Wall Street Journal. Those are some pretty big things when it comes to the financial world, 1851. John Philip Sousa, JP, conductor, composer, Stars and Stripes Forever. He was the March King. If it's a march, it's a good bet that John Philip Sousa did it. Born on this date, 1854. The man who gave us basketball. He invented this thing. He said, I'm going to throw a peach basket up against the wall and throw a soccer ball up there and see what happens. And he invented basketball, 1861. Dr. James Naismith. Basketball or Baseball Hall of Famer Walter Johnson. He was the big train. He was one of the, we talked about Carl Hubbell and Bob Feller. Here's another one of those fireballers from the earlier days of baseball. And he was part of the Twins family because he was with the Washington Senators. The big train, Walter Johnson. Born on this date, 1887. Edsel Ford. It wasn't his fault. He wasn't the one who named the car after him. It was his dad. Edsel, and nobody's been named Edsel ever since. That's too bad for Edsel Ford, born on this date, 1893. Actor Jonathan Harris, 1914. Dr. Smith from Lost in Space.
Now you listen to me, you fugitive from a junk heap. When a question is asked, you will answer.
Jonathan Harris, he was Dr. Zachary Smith, and he had some pretty good back and forth with the robot, huh?
It lowers my thermal balance to a point where all senses perform at optimum efficiency.
Be still, you babbling bird brain. No one is interested in your state of health.
Oh, for all of you Lost in Space fans, there you go. Jonathan Harris, remembering him here today, 1914.
Red, red, my eyes are red, crying for you alone.
My eyes are red, but love is blue. Ray Conniff singers. We need to have a Ray Conniff Fave 5 or a Ray Conniff cavalcade of music at some point in time here on Bob FM. We can say it's country. There's a guitar in there somewhere. Ray Conniff, 1916. Passed away just a year or so ago. Glenn Frey passed away way too young. One of the Eagles.
The heat is on.
From the Beverly Hills Cop movie, you know. Glenn Frey, 1948, gone but not forgotten. And also here today.
Hi, I'm Patty Russell, and this is my sister, Sam. I just moved in. We haven't lived together since we were kids.
I was raised by our aunt and uncle.
Yeah, things sure have changed. I used to dress her. I can't wear this out in public.
This makes up for the haircut you gave me when I was three.
There she is with Pam Dauber. Late 80s show called My Sister Sam. Oh, that's Kim Carnes singing the theme. Well, what a gem there. I didn't even know that. I never knew that. New tidbit here learned on the Almanac from My Sister Sam. And, of course, the tragic story of Rebecca Schaefer was that a deranged fan showed up at her door and shot her dead. In like 1989, she was 22 or something. 1967, she is gone but not forgotten. Another tragic death, Pat Tillman. Football star, was playing for the Cardinals. And then when the war in the Mideast broke out, the second one after September 11th, he joined the military after the September 11th attacks, and he was killed during a mission in Afghanistan on this day, 2004. Former football star Pat Tillman. Also, remembering him here today as we get close to Veterans Day, born on this date, 1976. They're all gone, but not forgotten. So, you can let me know how the solo almanac did. You can catch me on Facebook. No, you can't. So, I guess you can send it snail mail to Bob FM, Ramsey, Minnesota. The Almanac brought to you here today by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. And that's it for today's Almanac. Neil will be back in. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll double team the Almanac back to the old normal schedule. A little normalcy tomorrow. We're pretty much on schedule, though, today, so that's really my only duty. Here's Tim McGraw and Bob.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17.